Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. It is Thursday. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened 8:17, down 2 1/4 on the open. December, 8:43, down 1 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7:86, down 1 3/4 on the open. December, 8:10, down 2 1/2. March, 8:33, down 2 3/4. May, 8:44 1/2, down 5 1/4. July, 8:51, down 10 on the open. September corn opened at 5.98 1/2, down 3 on the open. December, 6.17 1/2, down 3 3/4. March, 6.38, down 3 1/4. May, 6.49, down 4 1/4. July, 6.60, down 4. And December of 2009, 6.51 1/2, down 3 1/2 on the open. August beans opened at 13.86, down 8 on the open. September, 13.87, down 8 1/2. November, 13.96, down 9. January, 14.11, down 10 3/4. March, 14.30, down 7 1/2. July, 14.46, down 6 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 377.50, down 1.10 on the open. September, 374, down to 60. August soybean oil opened at 57.65, down 61 on the open. September, 57.74, down 79. August live cattle opened at 97.90, up 2 1/2 on the open. August feeders 113, up 47 1/2. August lean hogs opened at 79.20, up 32 1/2 on the open. And August bellies opened at 70.05, up 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It is July 31st. It's the end of the month. Have a pretty significant report coming up in about 12 days for crop production. Are we looking at a period of time where we're going to be consolidating and kind of marking time?
Well, I think so. I mean, that's what happens usually. I mean, if there is anything usual about this year's market, a lot of times when you have a hard July decline going into the end of the month, the market has a tendency to start leveling out until we see what the August crop report. That doesn't mean that we can't drift lower, but I think any kind of directional move at this point is going to be more in the drifting category than a major decline or advance. I think it may drift upward. It could drift downward. But I think we're probably in that consolidation phase of the season where everybody kind of waits around for USDA's numbers. We'll start getting the private estimates here next week. And then we'll just kind of go from there. I think, you know, this report is definitely subject to surprises because we're going to see a new acreage number. We're going to probably see a new harvested acreage estimate. And then we're going to try to get USDA's reading on the yield. And, you know, the corn yield on the August report has a lot to do with plant populations, and I think at least visiting with farmers throughout the Corn Belt, plant populations are good this year, as good as last year. I think there's some people here in Illinois don't necessarily believe that. I think Illinois's gotten dinged up a little bit on wet weather. Maybe Iowa has also, but for the most part, everybody's pretty comfortable with yield populations plant populations. And then soybeans, a lot of the yield estimate on the August report has to do with soybean height. And, of course, you don't have to drive very far to find out that soybean height is way below average this year. So it'll be interesting to see what USDA does, with their yield estimate currently at 42. I think most people feel that may be a little rich given our growing season so far this year. But we'll let USDA throw down the gauntlet here on August 12th, I think.
So when we're in this kind of a time period, sort of a marking time, a consolidation phase, if you will, are there things that you can do technically looking at the charts to try to remain ahead of the fundamentals?
Well, I mean, the only thing that we got a couple things going. I mean, it is time for the soybean market to kind of turn up out of an 8 to 9 week cycle low. This would also maybe be like a 16 to 17 week cycle low. I think you run the risk, though, at this point, it's going to be widely publicized that, you know, we are in a window here to kind of roll up out of an 8 week cycle low. There may be reason to believe that this thing may fail and go down for another 4 weeks or so, which basically turns it into a 12-week cycle. Soybeans will follow a 12-week cycle once in a while. So you have to be fearful of that. The other thing is whether or not we do that or not is going to depend upon what USDA's number is. But, you know, could a guy begin to talk about harvest lows? A year ago we made harvest lows in corn. Soybeans took an extra month or so before they finally rolled up out of a harvest low. So this is the time of year you begin to wonder whether or not prices have gone down far enough to begin to assess have we corrected enough to think that we are at a harvest low. And if we are at a harvest low, how high or how bullish do you want to be going into the fall months? So I think this is assessment time. And we're really not going to get a good reading of that until we at least see what USDA's numbers are.
And your idea is that 562 and three quarters on the D's corn chart certainly may not be the harvest low, that lower numbers may be ahead still.
Well, yeah, I mean, the 562 and three quarters was a 50% retracement on the December perpetual chart. Mm-hmm. I think front-end corn also kind of held at the 50% level. So we are at a critical support level. If that does not hold, and there's nothing to say that 50% is going to hold, it's just usually does what it normally does, is the corn prices usually respect those levels, and either we stop there for a while, either up or down, and that's what has been the case, what we've done here over the past couple of weeks, or the past week here. We've kind of stopped at this 62 level, which is the 50% retracement level. If the crop is real big, there's still room to go lower on it. In the near term here, what we're doing is realigning the spreads. 08 crop months were above the 09 crop months, up until about the last couple weeks, we've seen that spread narrow. And now what we've seen here in corn, for example, is the 09 December corn now has gone above December 08 crop. So we are realigning the spreads. And a lot of that realignment was done here the last week or two. Actually, the last day or two, we've done a lot of realignment because of the CRP announcement that we're not going to accelerate any acreage releases out of the CRP. So that accelerated that spread realignment. So Dease corn, Dease 09 corn now is in shape to lead the market higher as it tries to buy acres. But it doesn't necessarily know how many acres it needs to buy until we kind of shore up what the size of the 08 crop is. And, the August crop report is going to be the first sign of that, whether or not we're at 148 yield or 152 or 53 or 155. So that is what the trade's going to kind of – and then once we have that kind of in play, then the market's going to say, okay, that based upon this, then we need – this many more acres and whatnot, and then that's what the market. But the market will also have to, at some point in time, shift into a demand market, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now. We know we have an 08 crop. We can argue about what size the bean crop is, what size the corn crop is, but we should be shifting back over to a demand-driven market for underlying support, and then the acreage realignment and the need to compete for acres as we go into the fall months, that's going to be a key for us too. But and export sales here this morning do indicate that demand is fairly healthy. We had corn sales right at the high end of trade estimates at 900,000. Beans were, you know, significantly above the estimate at 700, and same way with wheat. So this decline has brought in some exporter demand, and that's kind of a good sign here at the end of July.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.